Hey, we're about to close, but welcome to Android's Dungeon. It's new comic book day, and all of our new titles are right there on the front rack. You look like you're a new face around here, so I have to remind you to avoid pawing too hard at the pages. We do have a number of collectors that still refuse to sign up for pull boxes. The bargain bin is in the back. Publishers are scattered throughout. Let me know if you have any questions. A gift? Well, I guess that really depends on who you're buying a comic book for. No, don't get a figurine. People might like Funko Pops, but a lot of the time they just end up sort of sitting on a shelf, unboxed and unloved. Yeah, so say you're buying something for your niece or something, right? Teeny boppers these days tend to flock to the manga section, which is on the far left wall. When you go check it out, you'll likely be like, "Oh, I saw that on Netflix." But if you want to be a cool uncle, avoid those titles. We can probably find something that she doesn't have here. For dad, if you're buying something for your dad, you could stick to the classics like Batman or Spider-Man. Stay away from the New 52. I will not be explaining why. It's a little late in the day for that. You could also turn him on to something new, like The Scumbag is pretty fun, especially if he's like a burnt out metalhead, or you could try Crossover. Make him feel a bit brand new. It's a little Watchmen, a little post-apocalyptic. Yeah, you can't really go wrong with Spider-Man. I prefer Miles Morales a lot of the time, but I have a bias there. I think we still have a bit of the House of X, which would definitely be worth grabbing. We have some bigger books. You could peruse the trade paperbacks, which are on that far left corner wall, both sides of it. If you're willing to spend a bit more, we have some of the Uncanny X-Men omnibuses that are definitely worth the money. Do you have a price range or a title or any clue at all what you're looking for? Collectible. No real budget. Okay. Well, you can look at the wall behind me. Everything in Mylar is collectible. We have some signed issues from when artists and writers come in for signings. You can sign up for our newsletter to get alerts for when those are happening. If you see something that's unsigned, you want to try your luck. Yeah, those events are really fun. They're long days, but I've got a Punisher number one signed by Garth Ennis from when he rolled through. I know it's not the most impressive thing, but it's one of my favorites. And I only make minimum wage here. Almost all my paycheck goes straight to my collection. One day I'll pay off my student loans. Anyway, take a look behind me and figure out if you want to take something home. I'm going to start to lock up while you look. Don't worry, it's just a few things, and I promise this isn't to get you out of here faster. What's that? Captain America, yeah, we have more. We have a Cap versus Wolverine hidden in the owner's office that I could probably grab you. Give me a sec. Oh, shit. Hey, dude, can you help me? I'm about to drop all these Pokemon cards down, and my boss will kill me if he finds out I've been moving these things around. Oh. he got these, and people were calling for weeks asking if we had them, and I had to keep telling them no. Well, you know, sometimes we get a hot item that we know is just going to go straight to eBay, and we're very anti-eBay, anti-digital, the whole thing. Shops like this don't last that long anymore, so we've been in business for quite some time. It's a family business, and we've got to stay as pure as possible, even though he'll probably flip these cards and pay for the next few months' rent if he needs to. And here we go. And yeah, look at the corners. Still in really good shape. So if you like this one, I can ring you up and we can both go home. Do you happen to have your phone with you? I left mine at the register. It's in your car? In this neighborhood? You left... I don't want to say it, but I think we're locked in here. Fuck. Okay. There's gotta be a key somewhere around here, right? Help me look. Don't crowd me, okay? I know it's a tight space in here, but Christ. I guess I could trigger the alarm or something if I can find it. I know there's a computer in here, but the old man hasn't given me the password. He probably doesn't even check his email after 6 o'clock because he's probably asleep and he probably prefers carrier pigeon. I don't know, I just... And there goes the fucking shutdown sequence. The lights turn off back here after closing time. Gotta save on electricity. I hate being in the dark alone. I know you're here, but... Okay, listen. I don't want to freak out, and I don't want to freak you out, but I sleep with a nightlight. I've had to since I was a kid, and being in here while it's pitch black... I don't know. Could you just, like, I know this is stupid, but hold my arm or something so I know that someone else is here with me? Oh, a hug works, too. Thank you. We're gonna figure this out, right? Yeah, breathe. I know. You know, the smell of comics really is a comfort. My roommate says whenever I come home, I smell like the pages, and honestly, I think it's nice. So that gives me a bit of internal peace, I guess. Being here, surrounded by all these superheroes, and you, kind stranger. If this were actually a comic book, you'd have some sort of gadget to break us out of here. And then you'd pull out some black car to buy several choice issues and make my eyes dazzle so much that I go home and dream of you buying me something epic just for helping you pick out the perfect gift. Oh, my hero. A girl can dream, right? I guess that's just reserved for pretty girls in the movies, huh? I'm pretty? Yeah, pretty nerdy. I really hope someone realizes we're still in here. What are we going to do all night if we have to wait until close? Hold each other? Yeah, well, this will probably get boring quick. We're too warm. Got any other ideas? Oh, yeah, we can do that. You're a good kisser. This is okay, right? I mean, I'm not a slut or anything. I think it's just, I'm scared. And fear kind of turns me on. One in Rome, right? I can't be the only one turned on, am I? Good. I'll just lean up against this wall, and you can take me from behind. Yeah, just push it in. I'll be fine. Fuck. Oh, your cock is perfect. Yes. The fact that I can't see you makes it so much hotter. How does my pussy feel? Yes. Oh, I'm glad. I guess. Oh, you are giving me a gift, after all. Oh. Oh, you can go harder. Yes. Oh, I wouldn't moan your name, but I didn't catch it. Oh, but don't tell me now. Don't tell me now. Oh, you could be named Bruce Wayne for all I care. Just keep fucking me, please. Yes.
Hey, V, you still here?
Yeah, hi.
I saw your car still parked outside.
Yeah, I got stuck back here. I don't know about the security settings, but if you have the keys for the back office, you could let me out after you disable the security system.
I'll swing by my house and get the keys. Hold tight.
Thanks. Oh, shit. We gotta speed this up because he lives literally right around the corner. I was gonna ask during, but I would really like to taste your cum. So if it's okay with you, you can pull out and I'll suck on your cock and swallow. Please. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Come for me. That's nice. He should be back soon, but this was really fun, and once we get out of here, if you still want the issue, we could maybe go back to your place, and I could give you a few more recommendations and tips. By the way, my name's V. It's nice to meet you.